A rally has been held in Canada to mark Saudi Arabia's brutal war on Yemen, which has entered its fifth year this week. The protesters in the capital, Ottawa, delivered a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau demanding an end to support and arms sales for the Saudis. The letter has been endorsed by over a dozen prominent rights groups and individuals. These included Amnesty International and the new Democratic Party leader. The document points out $15 billion worth of Canadian manufactured armored vehicles being sent to Riyadh. It also highlights the dire humanitarian situation in Yemen, which many rights groups blame on the Saudi blockade and Riyadh's indiscriminate bombing of civilian targets. Saudi Arabia waged a war in March 2015, which has led to what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian disaster. The director of Canadian Defenders for Human Rights and organizer of the Yemen rally, Firas Al-Najim, says Prime Minister Trudeau must make good on his campaign pledges.
Hoping that our Prime Minister can take the right stand and stop arming Saudi Arabia, because, I mean, there is other European countries that have started to pull out and cancel the deals with Saudi Arabia. The Prime Minister always promotes human rights and equality and justice and things like that in his speeches, wherever he goes. He loves to speak about diversity and, you know, standing up for different people's faiths also. So we want him to implement the things that he always speaks about and promotes as Canadians here. And before he came into power, he spoke about human rights records. He said that he would not work with a country that has bad human rights records, especially with selling arms to them. There's an arms treaty that was signed in the United Nations, and Canada was one of the countries that signed on it recently. So we want him to, you know, stand with, you know, what he signed on, right? And he also said that he talked about also losses of jobs at a certain point, and he also talked about, you know, showing on an international level that we are binded by our contracts and we are loyal to our contracts. And if we pull out of this contract, then it might damage our image as a country. Now, at the end of the day, what is more important? I mean, the blood of humans and, you know, refugees pouring in all over the world from Yemen and different places, or is the funds and the jobs more important? That's what we want to hold them accountable for.